Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. During this Advent season, we've been preparing for the celebration of Jesus' birth. We've been preparing for the coming of King Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. In our preparations, we have been listening to the message of St. John the Baptist, who was to prepare the way for Jesus. Our preparations have been made, we have confessed our sins, we have been baptized, and we anxiously await the appearing of Jesus, the Lamb of God who will take away the sins of the world. We've been preparing to celebrate the first time that Jesus was born and laid in a manger. Next Sunday, the celebration will take place. But today, we want to see what our King's Advent means to the world and what that implies to two different groups of people. In our gospel lesson, we were introduced to a man full of doubts. His name is Joseph, and he is engaged to Mary. He did not realize it, but through his very family, the advent of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords would occur. However, not too long after they were engaged, Joseph finds out that Mary is already pregnant. How could she have done such a thing? Joseph must have thought. Mary tried to ease his frustration by saying, "Joseph, I did not sleep with another man. I have been faithful. But the child inside of me is by the Holy Spirit." Now, Joseph didn't buy this any more than you or I would buy it. But Joseph did not want Mary to be harmed for the sin that he thought that she had done. The scripture says that Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. The decision was not easy for Joseph. And before he gave Mary the notice of divorce, he was struggling with these things. Now, if he wanted to, he could have pressed charges and Mary probably would have had to have been stoned, according to Old Testament law. But I think that Joseph, it says being a just man, and a just man is a person is only made just by God's grace and forgiveness. And I think Joseph had to think of, I would not want to be judged for all of my sin. So he decides to divorce her quietly. But this was not easy. And late one night, as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is by the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people of their sins." When Joseph heard the word of the angel, something changed in him. He believed. The fact that he believed showed forth in his actions. The scriptures tell us that when Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. The angel told Joseph that when this son is born, he would name him Jesus, which means Yahweh saves. And Joseph was told to name the baby that because he would save his people from their sins. And all of this took place to fulfill what God had spoken of by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. The advent of Jesus means that God is with us. For people whom, by the power of the Holy Spirit, hate their sins, the word Emmanuel is very good news. We believe and we think and we confess that we deserve nothing but temporal and eternal punishment. We believe that God's wrath should punish and hate all of our sins. And we, like Peter, first confessed when he realized that Jesus was the Christ, we tend to think, "Get away from me. I am a poor, miserable sinner." And the fact that God still wants to be with us in his grace and mercy, it is very good news for us. Because of Jesus, we can be delivered from this sin that we hate. And he will defeat all of our enemies. In fact, he has crushed our enemies of sin, death, and the devil by his very death on the cross. Jesus is a savior, and we admit that we need saving. And Jesus is with us even today by the power of his word. He promised his disciples that even though we will still see troubles, he will still be with us. The Gospel of Matthew promises the coming of Jesus. And it also ends with the promise of Jesus. "And lo, I am with you always, to the very end of the age." It's kind of awesome. It starts out that this Emmanuel will be God with us. And it ends with Jesus saying, "I am with you. I am still with you." Jesus is God with us, and he did not depart from us when he ascended into heaven. He gave us the Holy Spirit so that we could believe his word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. To you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, this is the best news that you could ever hope for. God has not cast you away, but he continually gives himself to you. You could almost say that his advent is every Sunday. It's every time you read the Word of God. It's every time when you talk about his forgiveness with one another. But not everybody wants to be saved from his or her sins. To those people, the name of Jesus is not welcome. To those people, the name Emmanuel is actually judgment. In our Old Testament lesson, we see one of Jesus' great-great-great-grandfathers who was not a believer. He was a ruthless king, and God was fed up with his unbelief. God wanted to prove his existence to Ahaz so that he would repent and believe. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz did not want a sign from God. He didn't want proof that God existed. He wanted to keep doing things his own way. He did not want to be interrupted by God. So he actually quoted scripture in a sly way to keep him from being bothered by God. He said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." Now this angered God through the prophet Isaiah, and God said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you would also weary God? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Now this was not good news for Ahaz, for the coming of Jesus through the Virgin Mary meant his judgment. It would be proved that God was there. God with Ahaz meant Ahaz's death, for Ahaz did not believe or trust in God. He wanted to trust in himself and ignore the fact that he was actually a slave to sin. Emmanuel, God with us, has two different implications. For those who hate their sin and want to be rescued, the name of Jesus is the sweetest name that was ever uttered. For those who have no desire to be rescued from their sins and would rather trust in themselves, the name of Jesus is threatening, because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. No one is righteous, no, not one. For the person trusting in themselves, the name of Jesus is judgment. The name Emmanuel is their worst fear. During this final Sunday of Advent, I want you to think about what the name Emmanuel truly means. And do you desire to be saved from your sins? In the Christian questions with their answers that we have in the small catechism, it asks that question. Do you hate the sins that you have committed and want to do better? Then the advent of Jesus is the best thing that has ever happened to you. On Christmas morning, you will celebrate with Joseph and Mary that God is here and he will never leave you nor forsake you. You, like Joseph, can believe the word of God and behold the Jesus as the Christ, as the one who saves his people from their sins. Emmanuel, God with us now and forevermore. For some, there is nothing worse, but for us, there is nothing greater. Amen.